What does it mean when you say that you work with an underserved community? And how did you get started in that work?
Working with the underserved means that you're really helping to provide medical care for patients that either don't have insurance or may have some amount of insurance but can't really afford the care or medications that they really need. So I feel very happy to work in an area where patients can pay what they can on a sliding scale basis. In my own practice, I also see many patients who come from very rural areas of Oklahoma and drive a very long way to come to our clinic. So many of the little towns in our state don't have free clinics or any type of an affordable option, so health centers are important for our whole state.
In terms of underserved communities, what's been the most inspiring aspect? As a clinical pharmacist, what inspires you about the patients that you care for?
So I find that my patients are so grateful to receive diabetes education, especially in their own language, and I have quite a bit of culturally competent materials. So for example, when I teach a nutrition class for my Spanish speakers, we always include culturally appropriate foods, such as yucca or cactus or even mango.
Can you share any particular story of a patient who's taught you something that without working with this population, you may not have been aware of?
Some of my patients that come see me for diabetes education are very nervous about trying new medications. And I have found one patient in particular was able to use some natural medications to help control her blood sugar. She had originally wanted to try cactus as a therapy, but with some of my research into natural medicine, I recommended that she actually try cinnamon instead. And so just with some of the changes in her diet and exercise and using a bit of cinnamon each day, she was actually able to control her blood sugars and is doing really, really well. Most importantly, we came up with a healthcare plan that she supported and really was able to follow.
I'd like to change the focus a little bit to the work that you've been doing within ACU. Can you tell us about the role you played in the Public Policy Committee? And what has it meant to you to actually be active in one of our first committees of the organization?
Our first project, which we just completed, was a survey project of members where we surveyed them to see if they could predict what would be the effect of the affordable health care plan on their practice and on their clinic settings. And we really got a lot of very good information that I think will be helpful when we share it both with the clinics and also to help craft public policy.
How do you see yourself being able to advance your career by being a member of ACU?
The ACU has really provided a lot of opportunities for me to improve my own practice. The website is excellent, and I've been able to find several handouts that I use in my own practice with my patients that have diabetes. And it's exciting that these are available in multiple health literacy levels and various languages. I also have enjoyed talking to other practitioners or members of ACU and learn from them, and am able to talk to them about their own practice and how they can provide resources for our patients that really need it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you. Given the nature of your job, how do you address your own health and wellness?
This is definitely a challenge. I think all healthcare professionals are usually very driven, very hardworking, and very goal-oriented. So even though there are a lot of patient needs, clinical initiatives, and even research that we can work on, I try to really just focus on one or two projects at a time. Exercise definitely helps me with stress, and some of the best advice I received from a doctor was that the recommended 30 to 60 minutes per day doesn't have to come all at the same time. You can spread it out.
How is health information technology impacting your work, both as a clinical pharmacist in teaching and in practice?
To me, one of the most exciting areas of health IT is the ability to easily pull up information sheets directly from the electronic health record software, print out patient handouts, and then record that this patient education has taken place. It's amazing to me how many patients really appreciate reminders, such as the proper way to brush their teeth or how much exercise is recommended. I also really like to provide them with printouts of their current medication list. I think it's really helpful for them to know the purpose of each of their medication and exactly how to take it. Plus, it's a very good way to catch medication errors, especially if a patient was recently hospitalized and then comes to your clinic. I'm also really excited to see integration of chronic disease registries into our EMR system. So this helps us track the health of our whole clinic, not just our patients. To me, this means that we can follow the impact of outcomes of group classes or individual medication therapy management. And I really like the idea of the software helping me flag patients that may need foot exams, flu shots, etc.
ACU prides itself on supporting what we call the transdisciplinary model of care. What does the transdisciplinary model of care mean to you, Michelle?
So to me, transdisciplinary teams mean that you have several perspectives on how to optimize patient care. And I personally am very fortunate to work with a great team of medical doctors, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners. So as pharmacists, we don't necessarily diagnose or create the initial medication plan, but we can be very helpful when it comes to optimizing therapy and monitoring patient safety.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.